Welcome back everyone to the show. Today we are going to be talking about shopping addictions. Now, for me, I've been struggling a lot with shopping online and with the whole COVID situation, coronavirus, protests, and all these things keeping us indoors. Luckily, it's the summer, so not much people are out and about these days and mainly staying at home to practice social distancing. Having the internet available, computers, electronic devices, and shopping from the safety of your home is easily accessible. So today we are going to be tackling this topic of shopping addictions. So if you've never experienced shopping addiction before, it's when you have this urge at multiple times in your day to search for items that you could possibly need, but majority of the time it's usually things that you just want and actually don't really need or aren't too important towards survival or for just luxury items, you know, just living your best life, living the comfortable life. So I'm sure we've probably all shopped online at some point and got a really cool item or a really bad one, but still, you know, usually after the best item, you'll start to want to spend more. And that's where a habit of shopping addiction can begin. Now, how does someone tackle a shopping addiction? Well, for sure, first thing you should do is get off whatever site is selling those items that you're interested in. But let's not stop there, you know? Let's kind of get to the heart of the issue. I believe that if we ask ourselves the right questions, we're able to dissect where the problem truly is or what kind of feelings are causing us to get addicted to shopping for these particular items. So the first question I would like to ask you, or that you can probably ask yourself, would be, why am I buying this? Or why do I keep searching for this particular item? You know, is it fulfilling a specific part of my life? The next question I want to ask would be, is it worth it? If I had to spend the money on this item in cash, me paying the dealer straight up in the face, my own cash, no matter what amount, would I do it? Would I do it in real life? Because it's really easy to just enter in your credit card information online. It's harder to let go of the money when it's material and in your own hands. As humans, we would probably try to conserve something that's so precious to us, you know? Because money is not cheap. It requires our time and labor. So that leads me to my next question. Is it worth your time and labor? Or do you think your time and labor could be spent on different activities? Another question I would ask would be, is my time going to be affected by this purchase? To be a bit more specific, is this purchase encouraging good habits in my life? Like, for example, if you're buying an artifact on dieting, you know, or a type of food, because you're trying to encourage a good habit of eating properly, because you could be encouraging a negative habit such as overeating. Another example would be shopping for cars. You know, a lot of us love cars, but if we buy one part, we usually want it all. So if we buy one collectible car, well, usually buy the next collectible car in the series. So that's another question we should ask ourselves. is this purchase encouraging more spending or is it encouraging bad habits, you know? The final question that would be probably good to ask ourselves would be, if someone paid me $1 million not to buy this item, would I still buy this item? You know, these cost-benefit ratios. Like if they paid you $1 million to get work done or start earning your own money, all so that you wouldn't have to purchase this item that you kind of want or really want but not really need online, you know? Asking ourselves these important questions are really essential towards success in terms of saving up money and delaying gratification for an even bigger reward in the long run. So that's another tip. Delay gratification, because you'll never know. An opportunity might come for a purchase that could actually have a very strong and impactful impact on your life, building good habits, you know? Or it could be saved for a rainy day. You'll never know when you have to start paying taxes or when you'll have to start paying for various appliances, you know, that Netflix subscription or that Spotify subscription, things that you kind of sort of forget are being charged to your account on a daily basis, you know? That's why I really wanted to highlight these ideas, because not a lot of people think about the money that's constantly leaving their pockets on a daily basis. We're constantly being charged fees just about every day. And to end, I would like to talk about ways that we can look at money in a more positive light, you know? A lot of people kind of see it as that thing that just comes and goes and is just required to get more of in order to accomplish more in life. But that's a bit of more of the borderline, the bottom line view of money. Money should be seen as a sign of your value, you know? The more money you accumulate, the more you are seen as someone who has a good sense of discipline, you know? If you know in particular the types of items you would actually spend money on, you are a stronger person, in my opinion, because you know that you would only spend this on very specific things. Even if it is a hobby, you know, it's okay to spend money on hobbies as long as we don't overspend. And another good habit would be to set a specific margin of the amount of money you would want to spend in a month, you know? And once you've exceeded that limit, you don't spend again for the whole month. I really enjoy that method and I still use it to this day, and it helps me. Just not lately, because I've actually been building a bit of a spending habit for myself. So just wanted to share some of my experience and some of the things I've been trying to learn with overspending, you know? A lot of the things that we try to teach ourselves or try to help others learn too are based on real life experiences. If you overspent, if your family is disappointed in your spending, you know, it's from the failures, it's from the mistakes that we realize there needs to be change, there needs to be growth. So I hope you guys grow through this experience and you save some money, you know, for those times you actually need it or for that big hobby you'll never know. And who knows, you know, when you save money, you know, a new item could appear in the market. I know the PlayStation 5 just came out, and I know some people already spent money on their PS4s just recently. So save your money for those times. You'll never know what could come out. You'll never know when is the best time to make that purchase. So just wait. Great things are coming as the world is constantly changing. The world is constantly growing. So don't throw your money out yet. Save them. Make your days better and save it for the best things in life. I hope you guys live your best life. Make it awesome. And keep earning money, keep working hard. And as always, remember to stay positive. Peace.